From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey, Mason here. August 22nd. The opening read 5 stories that explain today's tape. Let's get into it. First, from Zero Hedge. Assistant US. Attorney found dead inside federal building. A high-ranking federal prosecutor was found dead inside a Southern California federal building on Wednesday, just hours after he was reported missing. Andrew Haddon, 48, the No. 2 official in the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of California was discovered in a vacant office at the Edward J. Schwartz Federal Building, officials said. The County Medical Examiner's Office will determine the official cause and manner of death, but a source told the San Diego Union-Tribune that investigators believe Haddon died by suicide. Next, second, from The Morgan Report. When oil rises, the Fed's choices shrink. This week, I'm watching precious metals, oil, and interest rates because together they are sending an important message about the monetary system. Gold moved back above $4,600, while silver approached $69. Both posted strong gains, and gold's move above its 200-day moving average suggests this may be more than a short-term safe haven rally. The larger issue is confidence. US federal debt is now above $40 trillion, while the Fed is caught between slowing growth, persistent inflation, and the rising cost of servicing that debt. Up next, third, from TTG Trading. TTG Edo D Market Review Positions, Themes and Global Trend Portfolio. End of week review. Let's talk market leadership video. RSB and QQ continue to show relative strength. Macro bonds TLT 0.3% / dollar UP flat / VIX 5% uranium, metals and mining, cryptos, materials, biotech lead this week's market performance. Out of the box proprietary stock screen notes regarding the below lists names trending above their value area on 3 different time frames. Uses volume at price market webs MW trading system. Learn more can be utilized to generate trade ideas, names to watch / set alerts, and identify. Here is your end of day market recap. Have a great weekend. And then, fourth, from Bonner Private Research. The bonds of August. There is no means of avoiding the final collapse of a boom brought about by credit expansion. The alternative is only whether the crisis should come sooner as the result of vol. There is no means of avoiding the final collapse of a boom brought about by credit expansion. The alternative is only whether the crisis should come sooner as the result of vol. Next. Fifth, from Mistalk. Trump threatens to use the military on the US bond market. What? Trump responds to a reporter's question with an answer that makes no sense. Trump, no taxpayer money for the ballroom at all. Reporter, did you direct Secretary Bessent on the bond market? Trump, no, not at all. He's a very capable man. He wanted to do it. He's very good at it. He has a good touch, a very good natural touch for the bonds and interest. He did that, yep. Reporter, the yields have come back up since then. Have you talked to Bessent about another type of intervention? Trump, we have many types of intervention. That's one. The ultimate intervention is our military. Up next. Sixth, from Zero Hedge. US Treasury classifies Hezbollah as arm of the IRGC, not a standalone group. The new US Treasury sanctions on Hezbollah unveiled Thursday do more than ever before in legally classifying the Lebanese militant group as essentially an arm of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps IRGC. And then, seventh, from Pintz. Nscale targets $3 billion IPO as AI data center demand soars. Nscale, a developer of artificial intelligence AI data centers, aims to raise as much as $3 billion in an initial public offering that could take place as soon as September, Bloomberg reported Friday, August 21, citing unnamed sources. Deliberations are ongoing, and the details could change, according to the report. Nscale is developing data centers in Norway and West Virginia, and the company has told potential investors that it has $51 billion in total contracted revenue, per the report. Nscale did not immediately reply to PIMP's request for comment. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.